is the road that leads to destruction, and many are those. Get off track at the intersection of the 20th and 21st century. It's Rare Import, Independent, and Demo. It's Rock by Christians. It's Off the Beaten Track with Feeble Man.
Got mashed, hacked, hacked, and slapped.
Shopping, so some DA kicking things off. Also the season for air flight, so a little bit of Ken Davis now.
I have a collection I just must share with you. I was riding on an airplane. I collect airsick bags from all over the world. No, don't laugh. It's real hard to find people to trade with. It's a good collection. Over the last 15 years, I have collected well over 250 different airsick bags from all over the world, and these things just tickle me to death. There isn't a single one that I have that actually tells you what this bag is for. They try to be so delicate for motion discomfort. Why don't they write on here, barf bag? And look at this. Why would you paint flowers on one of these bags? Now, I don't know if your mind works like my mind works, but consider this. Out of all of the bags I've collected, every one of them has instructions. I know, I'm not a space scientist or a genius or anything, but I don't need instructions to use one of these bags. It comes natural. Open it up. Let her fly. And listen to these instructions. After use, fold toward you. No, I fold it toward you, maybe, but... It just tickled me to close by folding toward you. Clamp shut with the tabs. Call a flight attendant for disposal. Right after you get sick in a bag, right, first thought that comes to your mind is, you know, I'd like to give this to an attractive woman.
Santa's a punk. All right. Merry Christmas, I don't wanna fight. Santa's a punk. All right. Merry Christmas, I don't wanna fight. What's so saintly about Saint Nick? Evasion from the truth, it seems so slick. The reason for the season is Hallmark salvation. It's as if Jesus went on vacation.
Burning Suns from the comp It Never Snows on Christmas. More cuts from that album still to come. Stick around for that. Stereo Crush as well as Sappho. And we got Torn Flesh coming up and The Balance of My Inview with Glenn Kaiser of Resurrection Band.
All right, class, we continue our study in theology.
Catch My Inview with bassist Richard Lynch coming up in January. Off Track. Torn Flesh. Got some Sappho right now.
Baby, this is brighter.
Phoebe here, wrapping up my 84 in view with Resband's Glenn Kaiser.
What are some of the goals, particular goals for the ministry?
The band?
The band and even
the community.
Jesus people, because it's so
well, the
tight.
The community, I think we're just trying to be obedient one day at a time. And we're trying to be sensitive to branch out in his time. See, people have always said, you know, well, Jesus says going to all the world, you know, so you got to, you know, get open up communities and Jesus houses all over the place. Well, we never felt that calling. I mean, there's 8 million people in Metro Chicago. There's only 350 adults in our community and 150 kids. A lot of people are working businesses in our jobs, you know, in our businesses to help support the thing. And a lot of people are working in the different outreaches, evangelistic outreaches as well as discipleship kind of things. We're doing a lot of ministering to Christians as well. So there's so much work going on right there in Chicago. It's hard to think, well, let's go to India or Europe or somewhere and open up, you know, some other kind of a thing like ours. But we've been praying, and I think down the road that's in the works. For us as a band, well, we're doing more and more stuff overseas. And I think it's all a matter of being par for the course, you know. As time goes on, more people have needs. He's stretching our hearts, you know, he's stretching others' hearts. People are finding out about what we're doing and wanting us to come, and it goes on from there. As far as specific things, we would very much like to buy another building. We've purchased several large buildings in Chicago where we live, and we do a fair bit of emergency housing, temporary housing for people. And we work with a lot of poor people. We feed about 250, 300 people off the street every day out of our own pockets because, say, they need food, right, and they got to eat. And there's a lot of black and white and Latino people right in the ghetto where we live, so we're in the middle of that. And we're thinking maybe it'd be really good to build or buy a very large house and not move any of our own people into it. This one maybe we would just purely have there for decent, cheap rent, you know, for the Vietnamese people and some of the refugees in the area and some of the poorer people in the neighborhood that need some place to live and don't want to move out of the neighborhood but don't have the money to pay these crazy slumlords, you know. So what we're doing is little by little we're trying to buy these buildings and renovate them. And I think one of the things we're going to do right around the corner is buy one specifically for housing for people. We'd like to build a gym that could also be used as a, you know, concert hall. We could do concerts now and then in this inner city there, and a gym that would be open for the gang kids, bring them in and play basketball, you know, play a little indoor soccer, you know, have a track. There's 59 things we could do to organize activities and be a witness. So those are some of the things that we're doing.
You're leaving.
They're leaving.
Dang, didn't even get into the meat of the conversation yet either.
Oh, well.
Hey, real quick, is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
Well, if you're not a Christian, Jesus is real, and he wants to change your life, and that's the bottom line. I mean, one day we're all going to be leaving. We're going to have to face God and give an account for our lives. What are we going to say? Jesus did die on the cross for your sins and mine, and God did raise him from the grave, not so we could all be nice little church Christians, but so that we could know God. He says, I stand at the door of your heart and I knock. If any man would only listen to my voice and open the door, I'll come in. So it's a matter of praying. Jesus, come into my heart. Change me. Forgive me. Help me to follow you. And then doing it. If you're a Christian, then plug into a church that really challenges you, that'll help you to grow. Not a group of people that only play church for an hour a week, but real Christians, you know, who really love the Lord and don't just go at it like it's, you know, a business or something. And lastly, if you're a Christian who hasn't been witnessing, man, be bold. Jesus said we should go into all the world and preach the gospel. And I think we're making too many excuses. You know, well, I'm not called to do this, and I'm busy, I have other things to do. And nothing is more important than leading other people into a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Man, on Judgment Day, it's not going to matter how successful you were in your business. What if you were a failure at being a human being? What if you were a failure as far as winning people to the Lord and really ministering the love and the heart of Jesus to others? Man, if you're a failure there, you're a super failure. It doesn't matter how much you accomplished in some other area of life. That's the bottom line. So I want to encourage people that are Christians to live like it. And if you're not a Christian, man, today's the day. The Bible says now is the hour to be saved. Now is the time. All you got to do is ask Jesus into your heart and then find some Christians who really live for the Lord and plug in. Go to a good church, you know, and start living for the Lord. And don't be ashamed. Be ashamed of sin. Don't be ashamed of Jesus.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bless you.
And that wraps up my interview with Resurrection Band's Glenn Kaiser from 1984. Yet another cool cut from the comp, It Never Snows on Christmas. That was Stereo Crush wrapping things up. I'm Phoebe, wandering off track right now. You have a grand day.